Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your morning TMB Tech Minute for Friday, July 18th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. The House of Representatives passed three bills yesterday that aim to set up regulations for cryptocurrencies. One of the bills included standards for stablecoin and is set to become the first ever U.S. piece of crypto legislation once President Trump signs it into law, as he indicated he would. The House also passed a broader bill laying out rules for crypto exchanges, brokers, and issuers, and another bill to ban central bank digital currencies. Crypto companies like Coinbase Global and Circle had been lobbying for this regulatory clarity after expensive battles with regulators under the Biden administration. They found allies in Trump and many Republicans after pouring money into last year's election. Plus, Meta platforms won't sign the European Union's Code of Practice for General-Purpose Artificial Intelligence. The company's chief global affairs officer, Joel Kaplan, said the code adds legal uncertainty and measures beyond the scope of AI legislation. EU officials said the code included guidance on safety, security, transparency, and copyright to help companies comply with the bloc's wide-ranging legislation on AI. Finally, shares of some Asia-Pacific battery material producers rose after the U.S. moved to impose heavy duties on graphite imported from China. The material is a key component of battery anodes. The Commerce Department will impose preliminary anti-dumping duties of 93.5% on Chinese graphite imports after determining that the materials were unfairly subsidized. We'll have another Tech Minute for you this afternoon.